This week on the Stuff Podcast Show, I have local comedian and entrepreneur of My Local Thrive, Lucas Young, joining me today. We're also going to be finding out about who he is, along with what he's doing for the local business community here in the Monterey Peninsula. We're also going to be talking about a special weekly documentary film event that he's going to be hosting over on Zoom that'll be playing every week during the quarantine. All of this and more on this week's episode of the Stuff Podcast Show. Welcome to The Stuff, the podcast where you and I literally talk about what else? Stuff. This is your comedic escapist podcast show, and I'm your host, Ian Walker. Now, let's go talk about some stuff. So welcome everyone to the Stuff Podcast Show. Ian Walker here with a young local boy here in the Monterey Peninsula, Lucas Young. He is the CEO, business owner of My Local Thrive, which is a local type town square, kind of like community club that he started up, and also comedian on the rise. So I had to get him on the show. Want to talk to him about some things, as well as something that he's promoting for himself, a special documentary, which we'll get into later in the show. But right now, Lucas, man, what's good? Thank you for coming on the podcast. I appreciate you.
Hey, man, happy to be here.
All right.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Not a problem, man, not a problem. I saw what you were doing over on Instagram, and I was like, okay, My Local Thrive, I like discounts.
Yeah, it's been my main hustle these days.
Yeah? What got you into that?
Well, so it stemmed off of a personal training business that I was starting. So I wanted to, I was starting a personal training business where I wanted to gamify fitness. Uh-huh. And it was going to be called Level Up.
Okay.
And so it was going to be, you know, through like tests and questionnaires, it was basically like building your character in a video game.
Huh.
So you got stats for each aspect. And then we picked, you know, you got like, say you got a kettlebell, that would be your clad or your clan. And so then you would level up your tool, you would level up your skills. And so through starting that, I decided that, just as kind of a branched off idea, yeah. I thought if I have, say, 200 local people on this club, right, that I could get discounts at health-based restaurants and whatnot.
Uh-huh.
And then, you know, the more I started kicking around the whole thing, I thought, why not start this one channel and see, you know, because it seems to me to be the easiest to take off.
Yeah.
And it's just been kind of blossoming into its own thing.
Dude, that's awesome, dude.
That was only in January that I started. I started the Local Thrive in November, and we got our first member in January.
Okay.
And since then, I just onboarded our 18th business. So it's like a locals club where you get perks and discounts, and it's kind of like a VIP pass around town.
Got you.
And so we just got, I believe, our 18th business on board. And we're at about 40 members, so it's still small, but it's growing.
That's good, man. So do you have, so is it just the health-based businesses, or is it just businesses all
no,
over?
No, so we, yeah, I kind of wanted to backdoor the health thing in. I'm kind of, you know, ruining the recipe for the sauce right now, but I kind of wanted, I didn't want to advertise it as a health-based business, because I feel like that would turn a lot of people away.
Right.
And I felt like if I only market to people that are already into health and fitness, I'm going to have less of an impact than if I make it as broad as possible, mm-hmm, but then provide some healthy options within the thing.
There you go.
For people to try out.
That makes sense.
And, you know, so I figured I'd probably have more impact if I kept my marketing more broad.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with the burger.
No, sure it's not, so, bro. And everybody loves a discount, dog. That's for darn sure.
Yeah, I feel you.
So,
especially in today's day and age, man,
right?
it's changed so much in the last month with how I've been having to handle all of this. It's been really interesting,
man. Kind of riding on your coattails of what you were doing, I actually was coming up with an idea myself of, you know, I like journals and productivity journals and stuff, and funny how you talked about your deal with, you know, to level up and all of that, because my productivity, I'm a huge D&D nerd. Everyone who listens to podcasts knows I'm a big old nerd. So, you know, I love playing Dungeons and Dragons.
I'm an elf named Grumdor, man. Huh? Or I'm a dwarf named Grumdor, man. I got my
kids. Are you serious, bro? That's awesome. Oh, yeah. That is awesome. That means we got to, see, now I got to do a remote. Now we got to play a game, dude. Now I got to DM it and make that happen, dude. But you bring back
Grumdor. I've never played a full game. I designed the character, and we were starting one up at my work, and then we found out that people that work together never have the same schedule, at least in a bar.
Oh, trash.
I'm down, bro. If you want to make a series on teaching a rookie how to play, I'm in on that.
All right. That's no doubt, man. I'm more than happy to show you. I love bringing people into D&D, because I'm that dude. But
I love it. So what's up with this
journal? Yeah, so what ended up happening was I created something that has the same exact context. You know, what if you create...
Like you are your own character?
Yeah, your life is your own character. What if the things you do in life, all the tasks that you want to accomplish, all the goals you have, give you experience points, and you level up as you go through these things? You earn experience points for all those things, and you progress, and you level up. And I called it Life Quest. So,
I love it, dude.
So, it's something that... Same thing, man. Had the concept back in December, was thinking about it, running it through, came out with the prototype in February, and then the Roro hit, and just put everything. That's when I was doing the alpha test. I gave it to a few of my friends who have it now and are doing it, and man, and then this thing hit,
dude,
and
I'd
it
like
just
to buy one off.
Froze.
That sounds awesome.
Well, what I could do was I'll probably get you on the alpha, but we'll talk about that later, man. This ain't about me, dog. It's about you. But I just wanted to bring that up, because that was just so ironic how, you know, that same mindset. That's super cool. How.
I feel like it's huge these days, you know, I feel like the underlying theme is motivation and how to, like, what incentivizes people and what motivates people. And really, when you tap into that, you know, that like the foundation of what motivates us to act or to inhibit our actions, you know, you can really make some change.
Human beings, as we know, dude, I mean, they all operate on a reward basis. You know, that's how we are motivated. Mm-hmm. You know, unfortunately, human nature, you know, we selfish by nature. So we usually aren't motivated to do something unless there's some kind of return. And even in the sake of this, you know, if there's some kind of reward that's being shown, we're going to be more apt to do it, you know? So I think that is super important, and that has to be there. So, you know, with your whole leveling up thing and your idea with that, man, that could crush, man. In fact, dude, that might be something, if you were to keep on going with that, man, especially with the whole, you know, virtual thing that's having to happen now. I mean, you get one or two clients to do that, I think that'd be kind of neat. You know, you could still
take off on that. Yeah, it'd be fun. And, you know, like, down the road, I always like taking a bird's eye view of a thing and thinking, what could it be eventually? Yeah. And I was thinking it would be cool if there was an avatar that symbolized, you know, so it was like you were working out and you were changing yourself, but your avatar that didn't necessarily even look exactly like you started getting in shape as a response to what you were doing.
Yeah, that'd be cool, man. That'd be cool. That would be neat. I think people would be down with that.
It's still on my radar. I want to, the local thrive thing, I started getting the sense that it could be a good revenue stream and could, you know, that would be something that would add value to the community. I threw myself at that, but it's still, I mean, that's high on my list of things that I want to create.
Yeah, yeah. Now, you mentioned you bring in a sense of community kind of with My Local Thrive. What businesses and restaurants, or just in general, what businesses do you have on that, just so that people can have an idea?
Cool. So I have Sapporo's, obviously over on Fisherman's Wharf. We're setting up, so to backtrack, part of the thing is that I wanted, instead of just having discounts, I wanted to have perks, what I'm calling perks, which gives it a VIP feel. So, you know, some off-menu items, maybe an off-menu drink or something like that. Mm-hmm. And also events. And so what we're working to do, so Sapporo's is going to do dollar off sushi rolls, probably midweek, like Tuesday through Thursday. Mm-hmm. But then we're working to do like a sushi and sake pairing there, where we do a big, like a ticketed party where you show up and you get a flight of sakis and a flight of sushi, all, you know, all aimed at pairing well with each other. And so we have that there. I'm working on at Cultura. We're doing, you get free chips and guac Sunday through Thursday, which is Cultura is a Oaxacan restaurant down in Carmel. The Reef Dispensary is doing 5% off. I just got Monterey Touring Vehicles, which is that company that does those cool classic car rentals.
Okay.
They have a coronavirus special going on right now where you get, if you book for after, anytime after all of this madness ends, you get 30% off. So you can drive an old 65 Mustang, or they have a 1937, I think it is, Phantom 3.
That is cool.
Rolls Royce Phantom. Yeah, dude, it's bad.
You drive a Rolls Royce Phantom. Dude, I would do that just to drive in a Phantom just to say I did it.
That's awesome. You pull up to a job interview in that thing.
Yeah, be like, why are we hiring you here at Wendy's? No, I was playing. No.
Yeah, exactly.
That's pretty cool, man.
Have a good little variety of businesses on there. I'd have to pull up the full list right now. I'm drawing a blank on some more of them, but we have Pacific Bowls and Rolls. Uh-huh. Is doing 20% off. They're on Alvarado.
Okay.
So they have sushi rolls and poke bowls. And then a few in the works. We have Other Brother is pending. Once all this is over, yeah, we're going to set something up.
Yeah, they're out here in Seaside. That's actually a pretty cool spot. At Astra Bread Company and Other Brother's Beer.
You know it, man. I do, yeah. And I'm good friends with those guys, man. I want to see them. I want to see them succeed.
Dude, yes, man. I follow them on social media, dude, and they are doing such a good job with staying afloat. And I feel this is the worst time for this to happen to them, because they just opened up this year.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, they just opened up.
And then this happens, it's like, oh my gosh, man. It's crazy.
Yeah, well, and especially, a business like a brewery where a batch of beer takes 6 weeks to make. So they sunk all of their cost into it 6 weeks before this happened with projections of sales that just aren't happening.
Yeah.
So, it's like, I really want one thing as an experimenter, looking at all of this, seeing how everybody's been able to adapt and change their business model, so quickly has been, pretty inspiring.
Yeah.
It's cool. It's really cool to see all the crazy things people are coming up.
I agree. Contactless business, delivery is being revolutionized in a different way. I mean, people are figuring it out, which I think is great. And it's going to be a little bit different in the fact where, back in 2008, nobody was thinking that way. You know what I mean? Nobody.
Right. And that was just a monetary thing. So when you know that you're dealing with people without money, they could still come out. They just don't have cash.
Right.
There still could have been some adaptation, this one's been cool.
Now, I got a question for you. Well, on that note, do you think the way businesses, the new local businesses are adapting, do you think that's a generational thing? Because it's the millennial mindset or the Gen Z mindset? Or do you?
Yeah, big time.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah, so a lot of the businesses that I work with, I only work with independently owned businesses. Mm-hmm. Local independently owned businesses, and a lot of them, not because I sought out younger people, but a lot of them just have younger founders, like Captain and Stoker's Coffee.
Mm-hmm.
They do 10% off their bags of coffee. They're like, they might be 30, the people that own that place.
Right.
And so, I mean, I really feel like, this whole thing has shifted all of these processes to online. And, our generation is really, I feel like, better equipped with the skill set to do that. There's probably a job out there right now that may or may not exist, but there's an opportunity for it for people that can go and onboard businesses, these dinosaur businesses that can't adapt to the times, onboard them. Because I've seen so many restaurants shut down that really could have done something, more interesting and hopefully, and made a little money for their employees.
Right. Right.
But you can't, you don't know what hand everybody's holding. So it's, kind of hard. I don't want to judge any business, but, the people that have adapted have done some really creative things.
Yeah, I think it's just being the willingness to adapt and change and switch things according to, like I said, the times that we're living in. And nowadays, there's no excuse for you not to succeed, really. I mean, there's so much at our disposal by ways of the internet, by means of,
right, and not having an online presence too. A lot of these businesses that didn't have an online presence before, how can you adapt? They would have to be creating their online presence So, you know, like Captain and Stokers has 7,800 people following them on social media, which is like wow. outrageous for a coffee yeah. shop. 7,800 people.
That's cool.
And because of that, when they switched to shipping out their coffee online, I mean, I went in there one day to do a little promo shoot, and they had boxes stacked to the ceiling ready to go out.
Oh, man. That's insane.
And, you know, it was all just because of Instagram.
That's insane.
And, you know, you see some of these legacy restaurants in Monterey that have been around for 40 years, and they've been relying on the fact that everybody knew about them. They got, you know, 300-400 people following them on Instagram, right. and it's just not enough to keep up.
Yeah, yeah. And sometimes that can be rough. I know for me personally with the podcast, getting that social media following is can be rough. I mean, I'm down with the slow road. I like the process. I'm in love with that. So numbers aren't a huge thing to me.
Growing it authentically.
Yeah, yeah. I wanted to grow authentically, and I want to go about this in a way that, because I do want to become a podcast that everybody, one, a local podcast that everyone knows and is familiar with, and enjoys. And
yeah, well, the cool thing about podcasting too is you're building up this war chest of episodes behind you. Yeah. So when you do take off, everybody goes back and listens to your whole catalog.
Exactly, exactly. And I've been doing this for 3 years so far, man. So it's, you know, low episode good count, but awesome. Yeah, I appreciate it. But you know, I want to do more. It's just been me for the longest time, but now I'm just like, you know what? It's time to start interviewing some other people. You know, I got to get some people who's who you know, new yeah. voices. You know, I mean, you can only listen to me for so long. Got to get some other people in that I'm sure have stories and, you know,
give you something. Give to something.
Yeah, of. Exactly. And so me talking yeah, with folks say, in Monterey is awesome.
I listened to a couple episodes and leading up to this.
Yeah.
And one of them in particular was just you talking the whole time. Yeah. And you got the gift gab, man. Yeah. It was like a lot of times when I hear just one person talking, yeah. I tune out. But man, you got the gift of gab, man. You wrote me.
Yeah, I appreciate that, man. I appreciate that, Luke. Yeah. Yeah. You know how we as artists sometimes do. We think we're like, you know what? You know, I want to be talking. I don't know, it could be better or whatever. You know, you just want
to. Right. I try not to think too much about it. Yeah. You know, how I'm gonna feel later, because one, you know, once you see that record button hit. This whole other animal wakes up.
Very true. That's very true, dude. Very true. Yeah. All right, so I want to talk to you about your comedy career. I saw some videos up on YouTube.
Cool.
You're doing a little, you got two gigs look like you were doing in Carmel.
Yeah.
Now, I wasn't familiar with the location. Where were you at? The Annex.
It was at the Annex, this little wine bar down in the crossroads. A friend of mine, Rachel, she's put this whole event together, and she's a local comedian, and I work with her over at Alvarado Brewing, and she, you know, she'd always come in, and I love comedy. It's one of my favorite art forms. And
right.
She'd be kicking some jokes around to me, and I'd just be helping her punch them up, tighten them up a little bit. And mm-hmm. she finally said, why don't you just come up and do a set? And I kept saying, you know, I don't have anything written down. And I've been putting jokes in my joke note folder on my phone for so long. I hadn't really looked at how much I had. And right. I finally said to myself, like, I can do 10 minutes out of that. Like, you know, what's the worst yeah. that could happen? And yeah. that was about 6 months ago. I've done 5 10-minute sets and a 7-minute set. And it's mostly for me. But I get some laughs out there.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
That's cool. It's it's a strange thing. It's not something I ever would have guessed that I would have done.
Right.
You know, but I love it. I really love it. And I started craving it after the first couple times.
Because once you got that rush and you got that feel of the audience and all of that.
Oh man, there's nothing
like you got addicted, huh?
Yeah. Nothing like making somebody laugh. It's a whole nother level.
I can agree with that. A lot. I have friends that say, man, you should do stand up. You should do that. You'll be funny. But my big thing is like, you know, I'm more conversational funny.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm
quick witted funny.
Yeah.
You know? So I don't know if I could do that. I mean, I don't know.
Oh, I'm sure you could. But like an improv set would be cool for you where it's everybody feeding off each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Yeah, it is kind of, it is kind of tricky to sit down and like just think of a topic and build a joke around that. And I tend to think of my stand-up visually, like an arc, try and, because it's like I think of it as like a verbal magic trick where you think I'm gonna go one way and I go another way, or you thought I was gonna go here slowly and boom, we're there. And so I'm kind of like, this roller coaster arc of, the drop that makes it exciting. But yeah, to build that around a premise is something that something I've really fallen in love with doing. I don't know when it's going to happen again. I don't know if we're going to do a remote comedy session during this the Corona thing or not.
Man, you should do that on your own. Go on
Yeah,
your
right.
Instagram and just do an IG live and just be
Just
like,
start
hey,
riffing.
advertise a few days before and just do it. You
Yeah.
know, that's what I would do. I mean, crap, that's how you would, you know,
There aren't
that's how
any
you
rules
sharpen your
here.
skills and practice. Sure are not, bro. We're in the
Yep.
wild west of the internet right now,
Yes,
sir.
sir. And the cool thing about it too is that it's like free to enter. So like, with something on Instagram Live, like, people aren't paying to watch you. So like, the only responsibility we have to make it good is to ourselves and, to the fact that they might, just fall off as following us on Instagram or whatever. But it's not like they got dressed up to go to the club, paid the guy at the door, 2 drink minimum. That's a whole lot of responsibility to be funny.
And two, if if you still put all your all into your sets, even though this is a free type of thing, you know, when the row's done and everybody's out and about, when you advertise your regular stuff, one, people are already familiar with you, and then two, they'll know that you'll get a good show. You know, this will be the
Sure.
time for you to
Start building a
polish, to
following
get
around
everything
that.
all. Yeah, man,
Yeah,
it'll be
big time.
good. I totally think you should do that, man. You should,
Well,
man, I
there's
want to
so
see.
much, all of this corona, all the material that would come out of the coronavirus is going to be so played out by the time this is actually over. So, any Hey, you there?
Younger.
Oh man, my screen went black. I thought we fell off again. My heart
Like,
sunk.
oh no.
Cool. Yeah, man,
No,
that's
there's gonna be some good coronavirus jokes
yeah, right.
coming out, you know, like
Yeah, I
summer
was just
bodies are
thinking
canceled
today,
due to
like
COVID-19.
2 weeks ago when I saw the first person out wearing a mask, I was like, come on, man, really? And then now when I go out and I see somebody not wearing a mask, it's come on, man, really? Like, just in 2 weeks.
So it's funny. I got a funny story about that. I have a friend of mine, actually, a newlywed couple. They went to a local Trader Joe's, and you know, everybody inside is wearing masks, and they go inside and they didn't have any masks. She said everyone was giving them the stank face the
Oh
entire
yeah,
time
dude.
they was inside of Trader Joe's, man. And they just like got all freaked out, so they left and just had Panda Express. You know, they were
Yeah,
just
there
like,
you
we need
go.
to get out of
Yep.
here.
Bad for the tribe, man. Get out of here, especially at Trader Joe's. Man, I was in there the other day. They were like squirting people down with hand sanitizer before you could walk in there, wiping all the carts down. Yeah.
I went into Safeway just the other day, dude, and I got assaulted by a cart handler with stinking hand sanitizer. I'm like, wait, what? Putting stuff in my hands? You know, generally in the past, you know, somebody rolls up to you with stuff in their hands, it's squishy. You're like, ew, what are you
Yeah,
doing?
you
Now
know
it's like
that's
a
the
normal
Quebec.
thing.
Yeah, seriously, man. Some boundaries are
It's our
being
new
crossed
normal,
here.
right?
Yeah,
All
look
up
at
in your
that.
bubble, but not in your bubble. Just like, just
Yeah,
give
I
me
don't know
hand
what's in that
sanitizer.
jar.
Exactly.
Doesn't even have a label on it, sir.
They're right. I'm supposed to just believe that's hand
Yeah.
sanitizer.
There you
But
go.
yeah,
Pray the
it's a
term
new
for it.
normal, right? But it's a new normal that's out there now, man. It's kind of crazy.
Man,
My
yeah,
thing.
and I'm impressed. I'm impressed with the way that everybody's adapted, and it seems like we rolled through with this pretty quickly. I mean, it's been a month, a couple of months, but the fact that the entire world has changed just in a couple months, I mean, it's inspiring because this isn't gonna, the coronavirus is gonna go away, but the fact that we've kind of cleared the lines on all of these systems and lines of communication. Really gives me hope that when something, there are going to be, 10 more big events in our lifetime, and the fact that people are prepared for them, that's cool.
How are you? What are you doing during this time, during this quarantine, to kind of improve yourself, to improve whatever it is that you're trying to do? What are you doing on a personal level?
Yeah, so I've been reaching out to a lot of businesses. I've been setting up entertainment. So every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we have live entertainment at 6 o'clock on the local Thrive. We just did I want to set up a Two-Step Tuesday, where we have a different dance instructor from around Monterey do a different dance lesson on Tuesdays. So I've been reaching out.
Okay.
Yeah, so I've been reaching out to people in the community. I've been playing a lot of Grand Theft Auto, to be totally honest.
Hey, it's all good. I've been playing Final Fantasy VII Remake, sir. So,
Oh man, is
you know.
that the one with the Cloud Casino and the Chocobo
Yes,
Race?
sir. Dude, that
Love
game
it.
is so beautiful, bro.
Right.
You remember the original Final Fantasy VII,
Oh yeah.
right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
One of the
So,
best
yeah,
video
this is the
games to
re
ever be made.
Thank you. So, this, I don't know how a game tops itself, but it sure did.
I
And
need to get
this
on that.
game is beautiful. I'm in the middle of it right now, and man, it is. This game should win all the awards,
So
all of them.
they remade it. It's not just like they
Yes.
touched up the graphics, they actually remade
No,
it.
they remade the game. There's a lot of things that are still the same, but they added new things,
Wow.
new elements, new mini
Okay.
games. The graphics, dude, are just out of this world. I mean, it is a
Okay.
gorgeous game. It
My
is a
girlfriend is not
gorgeous
going to be
game.
happy that I'm hearing about this right now because I'm going out picking that
Man, I'm telling you, bro. It look, man, that game is gorgeous. It's funny because I'm not a huge video game player like I used to be, but there
Sure.
are certain things where I'm like, you know what? I'm going to play this. Final Fantasy is one of those things, bro.
Oh
You
yeah,
know,
I
and I
fell off the earth when Red Dead came about.
really
Yeah,
do
I was waiting for that game since about the first day I ever played the first one.
Yeah.
Yeah,
So
there's
what'd you
some.
think of two?
What's up?
What did you think of two?
I liked it. I kind of played through it, not directly through the storyline. I spent a lot of time doing side missions, and I mean, so I took months and months to play that game. So I got kind of burnt out on it by the end, in all
Right.
honesty. And I don't want to spoil the end, but I feel like they kind of dragged it on a little bit longer than they should have. But I mean, I loved it. I'd spend an hour just riding around on the horse, just mystified that they like the horse's hooves sounded different when you rode over a bridge than it did when you were in the mud. Like, I mean, just the pure artistry of what they do to make those games blows me away. But
So you're in the camp of you like the realism that they added, the hyper realism that they added to the game and everything like that. 'Cause I know there's some in the camp that are like, this is way too realistic and
sure.
it's way too much for it to be a video game. And then there's the camp that's just like, this is amazing.
Yeah,
You know, and
right.
they're all about that life. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, totally. I mean, I'm right in the middle, but my girlfriend used to always make fun of me while I was playing it. She'd walk in, she'd be like, "Well, what are you doing your laundry now? Like, hey, you better go shave. Kind of late for a haircut." So she's like, "Hey, how about you do real chores instead of cleaning up around camp?"
Right. That's funny.
Yeah.
That's last.
Yeah.
So, but that's cool, man. So, this is just it's just been a time where it's just, you know, it's important for I felt, you know, we were talking about this before we started recording, how this is more than the perfect time to really start tightening up your plans of things that you want to do, all the tasks that you want to take on,
Yeah, man,
learning
we have
new
so much time to
things.
sit and think with ourselves.
Yeah, exactly. It's definitely a reset that, you know, you would kind of be foolish not to take advantage of. And that's not, and I'm not even talking about just, you know, monetarily. I mean, sometimes mentally too, you know, you got those of us sometimes that deal with mental issues or things like that, to be
Yeah.
away from the grind and the stuff for a moment, you know,
Totally.
and to
Yeah,
just
and
be able to
well, and
sit
getting out
back and
of our
just
normal
collect.
patterns too. Sometimes we get so deeply rooted in our day-to-day lives and the patterns of the groups that we're hanging around with. And I feel like people are going to have a chance to kind of rewrite their story about themselves a little bit. Like
Exactly.
we're moving away from our town without having to move.
Exactly.
Yeah, it'll be
So
interesting to see when
I
all of this when all of when life resumes around here. I'll be curious to see what everybody's doing to spend their time and how people have progressed and in which areas have they progressed.
Yeah, I think people are going to be a lot more closer. People have taken advantage so much so of being around each other. Oh, and now when that choice is taken away from you, you know?
I'm going to be hugging everybody, man. I can't wait.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
No, but brace yourselves. I'm coming in with
be like, hey, man, you want to go out? Be like, heck, yes, I want to go out, bro. Be like, but you've been at work all day. Hey, that don't matter. That don't matter.
Yeah, exactly. What am I going to do, stay at home?
Yeah, exactly. I did that for a whole year. What are you talking about?
No joke.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, I've been home so much lately, my dogs are getting sick of me being home. As right. I never thought that would happen. As yeah, dogs, they're looking at me like, hey, we want our chair back.
Yeah. First off, you need to get out of my house. Because contrary to my belief, you're the pet.
Nine to five, this is our place.
Yeah. Yeah. I need my sanctuary back.
Yeah, man, I used to feel bad for them when I would have to go to work. And I'd be thinking, you know, oh, man, I got to get home and take them for a walk. They don't want 2 walks a day. Now I walk for the door and they stay put in the couch.
Yeah, you walking in disrupting their life. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Like
staying home.
Just food in the bowl, man. Pets when we want them. That's it.
That's it. You're talking about getting up for a walk. What are you doing? Look at this guy.
Yeah. Same walk we always go on, huh?
Right. So now you mentioned, I did see on Instagram kind of briefly about a documentary that you did and that you're promoting. I do want to talk about that.
I'd love to. Yeah, this has been one of my favorite things, you know, with this vehicle of Local Thrive. I've been wanting to spotlight all the local talent and, you know, just people that I know that are doing these wonderful things.
Right.
And one of the highlight of all of that has been a great friend of mine, a guy that I traveled with 5 years ago. He made a documentary where in 2018, he spent 7 months living on a bicycle, right? He rode through 18 states, just on his bicycle with no money and essentially disguised as a homeless person. Right. And hidden cameras and GoPros and drones, making a legitimate, like, film festival worthy documentary, documenting the kindness and generosity of strangers. And wow. I think there's never been a time when this documentary has been more pertinent than right now, because we're all
right
in connection. And
wow.
Yeah. You know, he started out, it was originally going to be called The Kindness of Strangers, but he ended up seeing so much more than just kindness. I mean, it was the full spectrum of, you know, people telling him, get out of here, you bum. And right. So he ended up calling it, We're All in This Together. So that's okay. Now the name of the documentary is We're All in This Together. And I mean, what he went through was unbelievable. Yeah. I mean, by the end, he just looked like a homeless person you'd see in any major city. And he's one of my best friends in the world. And that's not him generally, but he wanted to get the full effect for this documentary. Man. Oh, dude, it brings me to tears to watch the thing. I've seen it like 4 times now. And really? Still, I just can't believe my friends out there panhandling for money, hitchhiking. And
Yeah.
So
he's back in town now, yeah?
He is, yeah. His name's Daniel Troy. He's born and raised around here. He's Monterey local, like fourth generation.
Is it Daniel Troy? Okay.
Troy, Troy's Market over there on, like, just above Alvarado. That was.
Oh, you serious?
Yeah, that was his family's market for a long time.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Troy's go way back around here.
Yeah. Yeah, most definitely. Troy is the Shakes.
Yeah, exactly. The legacy.
And and the Alberts.
The Alberts, I'm not familiar with the Alberts.
The Alberts are more in the educational sector of Monterey and everything. Yeah.
Yeah. A lot
that's,
of people
that's cool.
Yeah, man, this is the kind of place, like, Monterey is so beautiful that I could see generations, you know, like, being born here and then wanting to stick around and raise a family here. I'm from a little town down south where it's like all we ever talked about all through high school is, so where are you leaving when you can?
Oh, man. Where were you at before?
It's called Murrieta. It's, and it's totally different now. It's changed a lot just in the last 10 years. But, man, so when I moved there when I was like 8 or 9, there was 30,000 people and more sheep than people. It was just like a farm community. And up until the time I graduated high school, there was nothing there but the same movie theater and bowling alley. And like, so like at the end of the week, if you'd seen every movie and you didn't want to go bowling, you just weren't going out.
Right? Wow.
But yeah, but now, I mean, now it's a big flourishing city, but you know, so I come here and I meet people that are like, oh yeah, I've been around here my whole life, and they have no plan on leaving. Like, you know, it's kind of refreshing to see people like, you know, comfortably growing roots and not just staying because they have to.
Yeah. Yeah. That one, the one thing, it is super expensive here, but I guess, you know, when you have love for a city and a place, like you said, you know, that you're born and raised, you know, people always come back to Monterey. That's what I found out. I moved to Santa Rosa for about 12 years.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I was there. I had been married and everything. Yeah. And after some life changes happened, I moved back. And when I left the first time, Lucas, man, I was like, I ain't coming back. Man, I'm going. I'm going to stay out on my own. I ain't never coming back here no more, man. Ain't nobody going to bring me back here.
Black hole drew you back in.
I sure did come back home, bro. Yep. And every time I visited before that was like, man, I miss this ocean. And that was the one thing that for sure that I missed every time when I came out here was looking at this ocean, because that is, it is gorgeous, man.
Driving south on the one when you hit that dune over by Home Depot and the whole thing just all opens up. Yeah.
Yep. That big, huge, man, it's awesome.
Yeah,
and
man.
And sometimes too, you look out at the wharf and that if the moon is out and they have that moonlight cascading on the water, and it's beautiful.
You're
place,
living in a postcard.
Right? For sure.
Well, this documentary, we're airing it every Sunday until the until all this coronavirus madness clears itself up. And we're doing a Zoom meetup. I'd love to get you in on one, man. I'll send you.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I have Zoom myself, so cool. Yeah, I definitely want to check it out and talk about it, and I'll definitely talk about it on the show. I like getting into contact with Daniel too. I think that'd be cool to talk to him and talk to him about his experiences.
Big time, man. Yeah, sure, man. I'd love that. Yeah, it'd be really cool. I'd love to hear the episode.
Yeah. Now, how long did it take him to do the documentary? You said he was out there for how long?
So he was on the road for 7 months, and then it was about I'd probably guess 6 months of editing and processing. Right. He's made multiple versions. His brother is actually a professional video editor, and he had another buddy that was a videographer on travel shows. And so he had these resources to, you know, to put this thing together. Uh-huh. Yeah, it was 7 months just from the time he set off on the road and to rolling back into town. And it was kind of crazy. He went so authentic with it that nobody knew when he was coming back. He just went. No parameters on it. Yeah, except for no money. He just went out and... I mean, I don't want to give too much away, but like he was dumpster diving and he was out there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, man. Crazy. Now you said this documentary is like, what is it, an hour long, 2 hours?
It's an hour, like, hour and 10 minutes or hour and 20 minutes, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah. So he has the goal of, as soon as all this clears up, he's going to take it on a film festival tour and try to get it into as many film festivals as he can. And so he wanted to keep it under an hour and a half.
Right.
And Portugal the Man, which is this, you know, like huge rock band these days, he actually contacted them he met the band after one of their shows, brought up this idea, and they gave him the rights to use the music. So he has this.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, dude, the soundtrack is out of this world. Dude.
That's awesome.
Yeah, right? And it's all just right place, right time. And, you know, he's one of those people where, you know, you don't even have to talk to him. You just get the sense that he has a good heart. And so I feel like people just kind of want to give him the boost.
Yeah.
Yeah, which he talks about a little bit in the movie, because at the beginning, he'd go and, you know, he'd have to hitchhike. He'd throw his hand out there. And the first car that would drive by would pick him up, or he'd stand outside of a grocery store, flap open his sign, and, you know, he'd be done in 20 minutes. And then 7 months later, when all of his gear was faded and his beard was down to his chest, and, you know, he was getting ran out of parking lots. So it really touches on how appearance affects the perception, you know, how the world kind of reciprocates action back to us.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting.
Wow, I'm not see man, Lucas man. Now you got me all hyped to see this thing,
dude. You will not be disappointed. And
yeah,
you know it's cool too, because at the end of the thing we do a Q&A, And it's just, you know, 20 or 30 minutes of people asking questions and people talking about what they thought. And it really feels like you're in a hall with 30 different people. And, you know, it's pretty refreshing to see just even though they're on a screen, just to see all of those faces. It's pretty cool.
It was
kind of funny. The last time we did it, nobody wanted to leave. It was like everybody was out of questions, but people were still just sitting there. And, you know, it's like nobody wanted to log off.
Yeah. Yeah. Man, we're all in this together.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, we are.
And this is done by Daniel Troyas and another local Monterey native.
Yeah, and we're airing it every Sunday.
Okay.
If people want to see the documentary, they can reach out to my Instagram page, which is my_local_thrive, and just send an email and we'll get you on the list, or send your email address.
Perfect. And also, too, let people know, man, how they can join My Local Thrive also to get in on the community action.
Perfect. And thank you. Yeah, so the website is mylocalthrive.com. It's currently, so it's free to sign up. We're doing a 90-day trial. And then so what we're working with is $4 a month to be a member, and that includes access to the events, all the perks and discounts. And then we're going to be doing giveaways. But then we are also donating 15% of all of our proceeds to two local nonprofits. We're working with Dorothy's Place, which is a homeless shelter and food kitchen out in Salinas, and We Hike, which is a brand new nonprofit that is taking kids from the area out hiking as an after school program. I wanted to use this as a vehicle to give back. So go to mylocalthrive.com, and it takes you 2 minutes to sign up.
Very cool, man. Yeah. And now would they be receiving like a card that they have on them when they go to restaurants? How does that kind of work?
So again, your phone actually becomes your past. So on the website, there's only four tabs. One of them is so you can see all the perks, and then one of them is the Thrive Pass. And so your phone, you click the Thrive Pass, and when you're a member logged in, it comes up, it has your name and your picture, and then you show that at the restaurants and they know what to do. They, you know, you either have an access code or the restaurants just handle it behind the scenes and it shows up with 20% off your bill.
And very nice, man.
I figured if I was giving everybody cards, they would only have to pay for 1 month, and then pretty soon there was just 10,000 cards out there.
Yeah. And that's smarter too, to do it by the phone, bro. Cause I mean, everybody has a phone on them. So right? It just makes more sense.
Yeah, makes more sense. Your phone doesn't get faded from sitting in your wallet.
Right. That lends to the fact, again, I went and got donuts today at Red's Donuts for my work team. And they asked me, hey, do you want a Red's Donut card? Do you want a card? I'm like, yeah, even though I'm going to lose it. Because they have that stamp card, time you buy a dozen.
My wallet's already a mile thick from these cards.
Yeah. And so that's good, man, that you got that going on. Nobody's going to lose it. It'll always just be on the phone.
Yeah, totally.
So, my dude, Lucas, man, I really appreciate you coming on, man, and talking with me, hanging out on the Stuff Podcast Show.
Dude, this was great. Yeah, we talked about some stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
I like what you're doing, man. I can't wait to tell everybody I know about this stuff, man. It's cool to have a local podcast.
Yeah. And it's funny too. I thought we would have had more, but I haven't heard of anybody yet that does it. I know, there's a fella, 831 Lifestyle on Instagram. I think he's going to start one soon. Yeah. Oh, cool. I think he's going to start one soon. And he and I talked real briefly for a second, but, I told him I'd help him out, just give him some tips and pointers and stuff to do that. But man, I think it is important that we need to get some more podcast talent out and about and
cutting some new ground,
make it happen, especially now. So
because I mean, people can tap into entertainment from all over the world, but I feel like it's kind of refreshing to tap into your county and hear what's going on. You know, even if it's not, you're not hearing the Monterey news, you're just hearing a couple people from your local town. Like I might run into you at Red's Donuts, and
there you go.
I'm probably not going to run into Joe Rogan.
No. But I'm a black Joe Rogan, though. That's what I would like to be. But like,
cool. I'll say I knew him way back when.
No, That's cool, man. So, Lucas, man, thank you again so much for coming on the show. I really appreciate it. You know, one of these days I'll have
man,
you back on again, just co-hosting.
Blast.
Awesome. I appreciate it. And, you know, we'll chop it up again. Again, guys, this is Lucas Young, CEO yes, of CEO of My Local Thrive and new and aspiring comedian. Please make
check
sure you
out.
Follow him on the Instagram page at my_local_thrive on Instagram. And also, too, a quick reminder again about the We're All in This Together documentary by Daniel Troyes. Lucas has given you contact, so send an email if you're interested in this, taking a look at this documentary for free during the Roe crisis. And it's free for you to view, so make sure you hop in on that and look at some inspirational film. Again, Luke, thank you so much, bro. I appreciate you.
My man,
and,
thank you so much.
We'll
that
get
was
together
awesome.
Soon. All right, man.
Take care.
You too, bro. So I really hope you guys enjoyed the episode today, and I wanted to give a special thanks once again to Lucas Young for joining me and being so great on the show. If you want to leave any comments, thoughts, or messages of any kind for this episode or any other, shoot me an email at thestuffpodcastshow.com or on Instagram at thestuffpodcastshow. If you want to leave Lucas an email as well, you can actually contact him through email as well at my_local_thrive@gmail.com. And I'm also encouraging everyone to join the community online through Facebook and on my Patreon page. On the Facebook page, you're going to get access to some community-only videos. And then on the Patreon page, you'll get an opportunity to join in on a special community-only episode of the Stuff Podcast Show if you join as a member, as a part of that community. Okay, the Facebook group is the Stuff Podcast Show, and on Patreon you're going to join in patreon.com/thestuffpodcastshow. There you can join in for as little as $1 to $15 a month and then get some special and cool perks there for joining up. So I just wanted to thank you all again for joining me today, being a part of my journey and this community. Thank you so much, and I look forward to giving and providing more content for you guys on the podcast. That's it for now, and I will see you all next time on The Stuff Podcast Show.